To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
His dogs are about to be re-returned to him here in about 11 minutes.
Okay.
Right? Because I'm sure the dogs are watched by someone while he's gone.
No doubt.
River Island's guest line, Bob Fitzgerald is with us. Man, you're a real one for coming on with us right now, Bob. Thank you.
Well, why wouldn't I come on to talk about sports? What is this? Somebody die of cancer or something?
Definitely not.
No.
Definitely not. That's somebody who's focused on the right things, Bob.
Yep.
You guys are looking at things the wrong way for the Irish. We just won the national championship from 1993 because head-to-head matters.
There you go. And good luck.
Right? 1989, Miami beat us head-to-head. They were the national champs. We were number two. 1993, we beat Florida State, but somehow Florida State was number one and we were number two. Wait, when people vote, they screw Notre Dame? What, is this a new thing?
I mean, yeah, that is the right way to look at it. And good luck in the We Don't Want to Go Bowl, which I think you guys are going to be idle in.
Yeah, I mean, well, because we have so many players going to the NFL that wouldn't be playing in a meaningless exhibition game, so why should they injure themselves or ruin their careers?
There you have it. Well, I tell you what, when this NBA season comes to an end, I'm going to vote for the Warriors to be one of the playoff teams, Bob. So,
on a serious note, when you have a committee of people that are ADs and they vote in the best interests of their conferences for money, why is anyone surprised at this?
Nobody is surprised by this. Yeah, this whole thing, this is maybe not as corrupt as FIFA, but it ain't far off.
It is corrupt.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's understandable. If you're the athletic director for Arkansas and you're the head of the committee, you want your SEC teams in there because you get money. Mm. If you're the ACC and 17 of your teams, all of them are going to miss the playoff, you have to vote for the ACC team so you get money.
Right.
Last year, Notre Dame went to the national championship and got $20 million and shared it with, nobody.
Exactly.
So do you think they were going to vote and give that team, who is probably the top three or four team in the country, you're going to give that team the money when you have an opportunity to screw them? No, you're going to screw them. As is anyone that has a vested interest in something, given a chance to vote, you're going to vote in your own interest. This is not some shocking thing.
No, I mean, Fitz, watch this transition. You're right. That is understandable. What's not is this emergence from Pat Spencer. Wow. Come on, man. What? Give us a sense of, like, I don't know, the organization's level of surprise or just what you see over these last four games.
Well, here's the thing. It's not just the last four games. I mean, Pat Spencer, best lacrosse player in the country. Then he plays 1 year of college basketball. Then he ends up in the Warriors, G League program, and this is year four now. And he's just gotten better and better and better. And this offseason, what did Pat work on? He was not a great shooter, per se, okay? Was not a threat from the three-point line, didn't have a great jump shot, was more of an energy guy, Tasmanian devil, always a good passer because of the lacrosse stuff. So he spent all summer working on shooting the basketball. And he's improved, like Guy Santos has improved, like Trayce Jackson-Davis has improved, like Quentin Post has improved immeasurably on the defensive end. It's like that's what young players do, or younger in the, you know, Pat's age is older, but young in the sport. And so I just give him a ton of credit. And so the ball movement, the energy level, the fitness, the shooting, and just the bravado of being an elite athlete, this is not, you know, it's a wonderful, you know, kind of development, but it's not like, oh, Pat Spencer's some bum that all of a sudden magically showed up and is playing real basketball. I mean, he's an excellent player, and he's one of the better players on the Warriors right now.
And I hope that that will portend to him continuing to play. But, Fitz, I wonder about when Steph is back and, you know, Draymond's able to go. Like, where do these minutes come from? Who's going to miss out on the minutes that Pat's been enjoying?
I think we could always play the whack-a-mole on the minutes thing, Dibs, in terms of they have a ton of good players. And so having them all healthy at the same time, what a pleasant problem that would be. But that isn't the NBA way sometimes. You know, we're seeing that with Steph missing 9 of the Warriors' first 25 games. So with Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond and Al Horford and then the various bumps and bruises and injuries, that'll all sort itself out. But I think you got De'Anthony Melton back. That's a great development. You have Pat playing well. That's a great development. You have Pajemski, who's been excellent now the last several games. That's a great development. So, you know, give Steve the problem of, hey, there's so many good players that are playing well. I mean, whoever you put in is getting it done, which I think is what the Warriors have been waiting for a couple weeks.
Bob, the other side to it, obviously, I'd like to make a distinction between how the Warriors handled Jonathan Kuminga's situation at the end of last year versus what happened yesterday. Because last year it was, this isn't quite gelling perfectly, and we've arrived at really high leveraged games, so we don't have time to keep working on this, and they put Jonathan on the bench. Yesterday, look, it's a Sunday in December on a back-to-back with star players missing. So this one hit a little bit differently for some people. Where do you think this situation is going?
Well, he started the game the day before, so he's in the starting lineup. I think this is more just combinations in the way Gui Santos has played, and honestly, the return of Jimmy Butler. I think that's, you know, you aren't going to play Kuminga over Jimmy. So I think in terms of his role and what he's doing, that there's going to be nights for J.K. for sure where he has more of an expanded role. There's going to be some bench nights for him, and there's going to be some starting nights for him. So I don't think that's going to be any different. But he also is clearly kind of working his way back from the knee issues because, you know, you want him fully bouncy and healthy and energized like you saw the first several games of the season before he went out and missed those 8 games.
How big are those last 2 games, Bob, in terms of, you know, not the team's confidence or the fans' confidence, but just in general about, you know, going out there and winning without Steph and Draymond in back-to-back games on the road?
I think it's huge, Dibs. I think that, you know, Kalena came up with something that we're going to have fun with.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The spirit bar. The spirit bar of the team when they had the loss in Philly was at an all-time low because you should have won that game. And that would have been an incredible comeback from 24 down, building on the comeback from 22 down against OKC, and the first game of a road trip, and that could have been a disaster. They could have come home 0-3, you know, squander three games in the Eastern Conference, still playing without Steph, and been miserable. So then you turn it all around in Cleveland and just continue it in Chicago. The spirit bar is jacked up, getting ready for all these days off, and then a home game against Minnesota, and then, you know, one day or to Portland, then a couple more days off before you see Phoenix twice. Like, the schedule's good. The team's healthy. They play good. They got two wins. You're back home. Like, the spirit bar is way up right now. So I think that those two wins can't really be overstated. I think they came at just the right time and just the right way.
Yeah, can you also put into words what these 4 days of no games in you know, in everybody's own beds, what this means to this team right now?
No. I don't think the average fan could even understand the kind of having played 15 road games already, having the, you know, 14 games and, you know, or 18 games in 31 days in 14 different cities. I mean, there's so many numbers I get confused. It's one of the, I mean, this was the biggest, like, end of the round against Marvin Hagler for the first couple months of the season, where you're just trying to stay upright and stay afloat while he's pummeling you. So they've made through it. I honestly think if you told me 9 games without Steph and games without Jimmy and games without Draymond, that you'd be 13-12, given what the gauntlet they've kind of run through, I actually feel pretty good. But it's just a matter of now. These are teams ahead of you. Minnesota is directly ahead of you. Phoenix is ahead of you. Portland has bothered you twice already this year. Like, these next games are all kind of measuring stick games, because you want to get these in wins. You want to win tiebreakers. And the goal has always been top six. And the goal is still there. And I think very, very possible for this team.
All right, Bob, introduce everybody to your dogs before you go play with them for a little while.
Man, I tell you, you know, I'm gone for 3-4 days, and when they get back, they're like, where's the food? Where's Dad? Where's, you know, the toys to play with? Like, so they're never good during radio interviews. They're not behaved.
Yeah, I get it. It's 2 of them, right? There's 2 of them?
I got my daughter's dog. You know, she's a nurse at Stanford, so when she's working, she drops off little Louie, and Rockney shows him the ropes, and they're both not very quiet dogs, so they reflect their owner.
Okay, perfect. Well, go run around with them for a little bit, and thank you so much for letting us interrupt.
Always, guys, always. Good talking to you. Be good.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.